Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 444 for Tuesday, June 21st. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down $6 to $16 per ton on Tuesday, with the July contract at $483 a ton. The market moved lower as traders liquidated long positions. Investors started flushing money out of Chicago Board of Trade soybeans, which caused greater losses in canola since the market is thinner. Favorable weather has taken out speculative buying, which is bearish, and canola's move lower will likely cause shorts to cash in profits. But the market may have notched a low and could rebound in coming sessions as prices are overdone. Canola is cheap when compared with soy markets, which is attractive to buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were down 10 to 23 cents, with the July contract down 10 at $11.33 a bushel. The soybean market was also pressured by trader liquidation on Tuesday. Favorable monsoon rains in India added to the declines as they will boost the country's domestic crop. The U.S. crop belt is also expected to see weather beneficial for development, which is bearish. The expectation that Argentina and Brazil will be exporting more soybeans than previously thought added to the declines on Tuesday. However, strong export demand for U.S. soybeans underpinned the market and limited losses. Corn was down 6 to 24 cents with the July contract at $3.97 per bushel. Spillover weakness from the soybean market was one source of pressure on Tuesday. Losses in crude oil futures played a bearish role in the corn market as weaker crude prices reduced the likelihood that blenders will process above mandated amounts of ethanol. Favorable rains across key corn-growing regions of the U.S. added pressure to prices. However, strong import demand from China capped declines. Wheat was down 8 to 14 cents with the Chicago July contract down 14 at $4.58 a bushel. The ongoing winter wheat harvest in the U.S. was one source of pressure on Tuesday. An anticipated boost in Australian wheat production added to the bearish tone. While most of Europe is expected to see a massive wheat crop, heavy rains in France could curb the country's domestic output, which underpin the markets. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 21st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.